What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers.
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing them in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Yes, yes. Now, this is not exactly a know your tenant commands or meet your tenant commands, but it sort of is, because in studio with me, I've got Captain Chandra Newman. Mama San is her call sign. She is the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is your first time on the air with me. Is that right?
It is.
How is that possible?
I know. What have we done? We've done
Who's your PAO? I want to meet him.
I've been trying to dodge it forever.
Oh, there he is. Bruce. Hey, Bruce. Sorry.
Good morning.
Bruce Commins is the PAO. We also have, I don't know, is Sarah going to be on the air with us? Or is she does? Sarah Topic?
Jumping in here. Hello, everyone.
She is a flight student at NAS Whiting Field. She is now going to be transitioning onto the Thrasher after she learned to fly the Sea Ranger and before that the Cessna, right? So this and the T-6. So this is your fourth platform you're going to be flying?
Yes, sir. Yes, it was.
Good to have you. Well, I don't know. You've been 10 months? A year?
10 months and a week.
Wow. All right.
When I looked at the date. That's crazy.
All right.
Oh, okay. I don't know where it flew.
So I don't know that we're going to get too much to, you know, what you do. We'll see what happens. But I wanted to have you on, first of all, because the homecoming show.
Yeah.
Big change. The closest thing I can think of is when we've had weather cancellations.
Right, yeah.
And we've had that a couple, or weather interferences, you know, that kind of stuff. Or like the COVID year when we got displaced to the beach, you know, for the homecoming show was a huge deal. But this is, I don't remember ever having to change a date. We're changing dates, right?
We're changing dates, yeah. So nice little pop-up tasking that came in for our Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron. And I'll let them announce when and where that's going to be. I like to call it a flash mob on that one. But,
all right.
But they were so
great. Part of
great.
The 250th.
A little bit. One of the many, many events celebrating the Navy and Marine Corps 250, if there's been a bunch throughout the year. And so there was a target of opportunity that they couldn't pass up. And so talking with Commander Adam Brian Gilligan from the Blues, they were gracious enough with the team to be able to extend their show season a week to be able to do the air show here for the Blue Angels homecoming show, which is absolutely huge and something that we want to do for the community every time.
So we're pushing back a week. The new date is November
14th and 15th.
Okay.
And the school steam day is going to be on the 13th.
Okay, so the day before when all the kids from Escambia County from Santa Rosa, too.
And Okaloosa's jumping
in. Oh, really?
Okay. Walton wanted to get a piece of it. Baldwin wanted to get a piece of it this year.
Last year, I saw day 2 on Friday. It was packed.
Did you go out to the steam day last year?
I didn't go the day before. I went to the the leftovers when they were there on Friday
It was unbelievable.
So.
I mean, we had almost 7,500 kids.
Wow.
You know, that were there. And
and administrators.
You know, I was looking at it from when I was in school. We didn't do field trips like that. It was pretty awesome. But some of the interactive things that they've gotten, we're in the process of planning, you know, that again this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be an outstanding time.
That's and you've pushed that back to coincide with the
absolutely.
Homecoming show.
Okay. Yeah, so part of the great
advantage. So cool, all the school kids and all the teachers are changing all of their plans too.
Yeah.
Everybody loves this. Excellent.
It's a little bit of the tail whip, but we're good for it. And all the presenters that we had and the STEM people that are going to be there, like Pensacola State College, UWF, and all them are from our local piece, as well as some Purdue and Auburn are still planning on coming.
Well, the line that I always learned from Gunny in Heartbreak Ridge was adapt, improvise, overcome. The absolutely. Line that I always learned from my my Blue Angels friends and other pilots is easy day.
Easy day.
Easy day.
Mm-hmm.
Easy
happy
day.
To be here.
No big deal. We're going to move everything a whole week back. All of our plans change. What does that mean for you guys? Because, I mean, you know, it's there's no way to overstate how much work has to go into what happens for the home. You have an active military base with active security measures and at least some sensitive things and, you know, a fair number of them. Plus, obviously, we have a history where we've had incidents where we have to make sure that we do this right. And then all of a sudden, hey, come in here. The doors are wide open. Let's put 150,000 people on the base.
Absolutely. Well, and it starts right from the get-go when you start talking about security and things like that. Our partnership with Escambia County and PPD is, I think, second to none. I am very blessed as a CEO. And so one of the first things that we did was reach out to them. It's like, hey, guys, can you still support us? And it was hands down. Absolutely. So we have that piece already laying in. And the rest of it is really our morale, welfare, and recreation team. So MWR from NAS Pensacola, this is what they really put their horsepower behind every year. So everything from the contracting to food vendors to just the tables and chairs and bathroom facilities that we can set up on there, everything is a huge shift. But, you know, we were able to officially get the change 8 weeks out. No big deal. Yeah, we got it.
We're working
with the training wings, too, so we can help maximize their training and still get them off the airfield in time to get the airfield set up for the show.
A piece of this that people might not think much about, but this is your job, is to think about all these logistics. The static displays are, many of those are fly-ins.
They are.
And, of course, you've got to coordinate with schedules because it's an air show, right? So you've got all of these, the military planes in particular, I mean, the civilian acts, everything that you've got involved has to shift. And, you know, how, I mean, 100% have been able to make the shift?
So we know we have a onesie twosies that are unable, but we have a couple of others that are saying, hey, I think there's ramp space for us now. So we're still working through all of that very much into a big planning, restructuring our laydown on the airfield.
I suppose being end of season may help.
It really does.
Because you're not conflicting with another show somewhere
else. It really, really does. Instead of, you know, some of our more international acts are a little bit challenged just because they're so locked in for the year. But here for all of our local U.S.-based acts, we really are towards the end of that show season. So I'm tracking so far all of our civilian acts, except for one, are with us for the 14th and 15th. The military acts are still working through it. It also kind of throws a nice little wrench that week has Veterans Day. So a lot of other military commitments on Veterans Day on Tuesday.
I mean,
Tuesday.
Yay!
So most of them will be flying in on Wednesday, but Veterans Day is on Tuesday. And a lot of our other military, because of various flyovers and celebrations for Veterans Day, parades and all the other things that we have military airframes that support throughout the country, we're still working on that part.
Okay.
One of the neat things that I've always noticed about this being a part of this air show for several years now, man, I'm old. Is how much the base comes together to support this. From the tenant commands, you know, to everybody that's working the airfield, they come together and they make this happen. This is something that we love to put together for the community. I know they got that beach air show thing down the way.
I've heard.
You know, you've heard about that one too. Yeah. You know, but this one's a little different. It's a little special.
I love the beach show.
It's not as hot.
It's definitely not as hot.
And
let's be real. For some of our other folks, if you want to be in Minot, North Dakota or Pensacola in November, I don't know. It's a pretty easy decision for me, but I don't fly those airframes.
No, something we love to put together and looking forward to seeing everybody there.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you about, we just had the sundown ceremony for the TH-57 out of Whiting. The last flight was on Friday, and that's so the C model, the Charlie model, right? And you didn't fly that, did you, Sarah?
Oh, yes, sir, I did. I flew
no,
the
seriously.
57 back in Texas, too.
No, I mean that flight on Friday you flew?
Oh, no, I wish.
So close.
She's that baller, right?
All right, very good. So you've flown that one, and now you're adjusting to the Thrasher, right?
I will be soon, yes, sir, in about 3 months, hopefully.
And, so waiting for that. But, yeah, back to simulators first, though, right? Because you do the sims, and then you do the actual platform.
Of course. I mean, I would prefer to just jump right into it, but, you know, we have policies in place. Training.
So that's
try to make
training
sure that it works
building
right.
Block first, yeah.
Okay, so, and Mama-san, you were a 60? You flew the Sierras?
I flew 60
Sierras,
but I flew that TH-57 as well, and this is how you know you're old, is when you see the last flight come to the museum of a Buno that is in your logbook.
That's right.
That is, that's a little humbling.
It's a testing moment, yeah.
So here we have Miss Topic, you know, just starting her career, having flown the airframe that I flew, and then I'm watching it go as a museum piece. I think it stings less for her, though, than me.
Yeah, probably a little bit. But she'll have her moment. You know, in 20 years, she'll have her moment. But I'm always kind of curious about this. So you obviously started here. It wasn't Knife then. It was
API.
API,
Aviation,
thank you.
Pre-flight indoctrination.
Now it's Naval Introductory Flight evaluation?
I think that's okay. Right.
Anyway,
yeah.
But then after that, you know, you go to did you fly Texans in Whiting or did you go to Corpus?
Thanks for bringing up how old I am, Andrew.
Another platform that's retired?
I flew the T-34. No. It no longer exists as well in the inventory. And then I flew the TH-57. Thanks, man. You're really getting
I'm
it.
I'm doing my best for you. but you were here for rotors, obviously. You were here for Whiting.
I did the fixed wing into rotary training as well. Went to OCS here on NAS Pensacola. That's where I earned my commission. And then started API on NAS Pensacola. And then I went up to Whiting for the T-34 and the TH-57 back in the day.
So how much of your tour or of your service, your career, has been here? Because that's a lot. I mean, and it's typical for pilots, especially if they come back to do a tour here, either even as a trainer or as a CO or whatever. But, you know, how much of your career?
Just under 2 years before this, before these last 10 months, but just under 2 years to get my wings. And then just because this is the cradle of naval aviation, constantly from the naval aviation community, we have aviation safety school that I came back here for.
That's right.
Our,
that's what Mongo used to be the CO of. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Yep, Jinx is it now. And then the...
We don't talk about Mongo. He's retired. He's off base. He's you know, whatever.
Right.
He's living the rich life.
He's living
he says he likes to
life.
Be able to listen to my whole show now. So, you know. Anyway, go ahead.
He probably says that to everybody.
Yeah, right.
But no, love Mongo, miss Mongo. Jinx is now there doing a great job. But our aviation prospective commanding officer school's back down here in Pensacola as well. So you come and
touch that's right.
Home
that's right.
Plate
I forgot about that.
Many, many times over and again.
And the idea that was a move about a year or two ago.
Oh, several years ago.
Was to get them more, evaluate the potential pilots in the environment where they're going to become potential pilots.
Absolutely.
So that makes perfect sense. I also wanted to ask you, we got the 200th anniversary is coming up.
Next year.
Yeah.
So 1826, Naval
Shipyard. Of the base.
Of the base, yeah. Naval Shipyard, Pensacola. So our country establishes or will celebrate the 250th birthday of the establishment of our country next year, and the base's 200th birthday. So we're nice and lockstep there with the community and just our history, our naval history here.
And since that's going to involve ships, right? So this is long-term planning, is getting that whole thing arranged, right?
One of the first things that we do when the air show is over is...
start the next one.
Yeah. We start thinking about what we can do on that.
Meeting.
So, you know, we're in the process of putting together some plans for, you know, next year's homecoming air show, as well as some other events throughout the year that could be a lot of fun for the community. So make sure you stay tuned on that.
We've made some strategic requests. We'll see what we can do.
Oh, I like that. All right. Secret, KG. You won't
tell gotta
us,
be.
You won't tell us what the Blue Angels are doing. You won't tell us what the 200th is going to be, you know.
Got to keep you wanting more.
We're going to have SEALs practice landing off the beach over there, coming in off the subs. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Okay,
you
heard it here first. All right, fair enough. They got tired of San Diego. Anything else you want to let us know while you're here? I know you're getting ready to head over to Cat Country and going to do a pep talk here in a little bit and get more into details on some of this, but anything I'm missing to ask you?
Nope, just want to make sure that everybody is tracking that the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show is now November 14th and 15th. For anybody who had bought their tickets ahead of time, you can go back onto our website at a 10-star and call them. So everybody's going to be automatically shifted to the new date. So whatever day, whatever seat you bought, you still got it.
Okay.
But if for some reason the date shift and we unfortunately lose you, you can get back to the tickets at a10star.com and they'll take care of you.
That's for the preferred premium seating, right?
Correct.
Air show is still free to everybody.
Right.
Oh, yeah. The air show is all free. I just want to make sure everybody knows that one. But for those that do get the little stadium seats and all the other kind of extra things there, and all the sponsors that come in.
And I'll go ahead and say it because you never know. People hear things that they want to hear or don't hear things that they need to hear. There has been a recent change in the law in Florida. You can open carry a handgun or a rifle. You absolutely cannot bring a weapon on board NAS Pensacola in any form of any kind.
Correct.
In your trunk, on your hip, concealed in your pocket, in a bag. Do not bring them. You will be you will be arrested and felonized.
Yeah.
One of the ways we always try to look at that. Think about it like you're coming on to an airport.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it is.
You can't bring it. That's what it is. You know? So just think about it that way. But weapons, can't bring those on to NAS Pensacola. And you need that real ID. You know, that went into effect in May, I want to say, of this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, real ID, that is something that everybody's got to wrap their head around and get on board with to access the installation. And by virtue of that, getting on board to see some of the other sites like the Blue Angels practice, as well as the National Naval Aviation Museum and the Pensacola Lighthouse.
Perfect.
So got to have that real ID and can't bring a weapon on board.
Well, Bruce Kamins, he is the public affairs officer. Sarah Topic, she is a flight training student at NAS Whiting. She's helping out with She's on today. She's doing
she's
great.
Busy with the
and
with
of course, Captain Chandra Newman, who is Chandra or Chandra?
Chandra.
Chandra. I had it right. All right.
You had it right.
Now I'm going to correct myself into the wrong one of these days. Mama San, she is the commanding officer at NES Pensacola. All, thank you so much for showing up. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for keeping the base accessible to us. We had a time when that wasn't true, and we super appreciate that it is what it is.
We're here for it, man. We're all about the community. We love it.